Our next order of business is other business, and our first item is Puris LLC final site plan.
This is a final site plan for the construction of two buildings. The first building located closer to Atlantic Avenue is 8,000 square feet. The second building located closer to the rear property line is 8,100 square feet. The site complies with the required number of loading spaces and parking spaces. The Planning Commission approved the parking spaces within the front yard setback at their meeting on September 14th, 2014, at which the Planning Commission also granted preliminary site plan approval. The plan proposes a visual screen along the rear property line and a portion on the west property line closer towards the entrance. This is a mixture of existing and proposed plants and trees. There is a proposed 6-foot opaque fence proposed between the parking spaces on the west side and the property line. There's a future interconnection proposed on the east side of the site to allow to the adjacent property. The property is zoned CR1. The tax map is District 134, Map 11, Parcel 178. Staff is awaiting approval from the Sussex County Engineering Department and is in receipt of all of the other agency approvals. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
I just have a question on this one about Engineering Department, because I saw this and on this application and some of the others. It was always sort of my understanding that engineering department approvals came at the time that they were actually connecting. That's when they would deal with capacity issues and things like that. So, I mean, it's up to the commission, but typically that gets dealt with separately from final site plan approval.
I don't know that we have to wait for that to do a final site plan approval, but engineering certainly will do what they need.
Yeah, they're not going to let them connect to the system until they do whatever upgrades or whatever capacity studies they need to do at that point.
So, I think we're okay.
Yeah.
With that said, Mr. Chairman, my motion on this application or request by Puris LLC is for approval as a final site plan.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve Puris LLC final site plan. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Next item is Purdue Agri Recycle revised final site plan.
This is a revised final site plan to allow for the construction of a 3,572 square foot pole building. The Planning Commission determined that the accessory uses, the existing conditional uses, and approved a revised site plan at their meeting of February 12, 2015. The previous site plan allowed for a 2,400 square foot pole building and a bag house. The proposed pole building is also in a new location. The new location is near the existing buildings across the railroad spur. The property is located off Enviro Way and is zoned AR1. The tax map is District 132, map 11, Parcel 41, and staff is awaiting agency approvals.
Well, Mr. Chairman, regarding this application by Purdue AgriCycle, my motion is for approval as a revised final, pending staff, subject to staff hitting the other agency approvals, all agency approvals.
Second.
The moved and seconded to approve Purdue Agri Recycle revised final site plan, subject to receipt of all other permits by the staff. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. The next item is Sandpiper Commercial revised final site plan.
This is another revised final site plan. The original final site plan was approved by the Planning Commission at their meeting on July 16th, 2008. The changes to the revised plan from the approved plan are for the removal of the residential buildings for residential uses for building one, the change in location of building two, closer towards the entrance, and the reduction in size of the building and the elimination of the use of office and retail to a restaurant and retail. The relocation of the building allows for a drive-through to be installed as part of the restaurant. The new square footage of building two is 2,820 square feet. The square footage of building one is 24,413 square feet. The site complies with the required number of parking spaces and loading spaces. There are existing easements to allow for parking to be located on the adjacent property to the northeast. A variance is granted by the Board of Adjustment to reduce the landscaping per the CHCOZ landscaping buffer along Route 1. The property is zoned C1. The tax maps involved are District 334, Map 12, Parcel 105.05, and parcel 106. Staff is awaiting, again, approval from the Sussex County Engineering and is in receipt of all other agency approvals. Thank you.
Okay.
I have a question for Vince concerning the adjoining property and the parking being on there. That's separate from a shared parking arrangement that we have utilized in the past, is it not?
Yeah, you know, well, when you counted the, let's see, because it's all one site, so it looks like, yeah, it's separate because you're talking about in that case where there's not cross-access easements and everything else. It looks like what they're doing is that it's all parking for these two uses with cross-access easements. The same thing with Wawa as a cross-access easement across the front for its entrance. So
same thing was done with Wawa and the kids' cottage and the apartment complex behind kids' cottage or the condo, whichever. Okay. So same thing happened at Wawa.
And the parking location has not changed since the previous approval, and all the easements were recorded.
Okay. Yeah.
So in terms of the parking and the adjoining property, that was part of the original design?
That was.
Okay.
And I mean, to take it a step further, like on the, I think if your question is, how does that affect the overall thing? Obviously, you wouldn't be able to redesign anything on that back property because it would delete parking that's needed for the overall site. So, yeah, they're in good shape.
So the adjoining property is committed to having the parking as originally designed?
Yeah.
Well, thank you for everyone's input. And Mr. Chairman, my motion for Sandpiper Commercial revised final site plan is for approval.
Second. Moved and seconded to approve Sandpiper Commercial revised final site plan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Americana Bayside Village C Phase 1B preliminary site plan.
Staff notes that this could actually be reviewed as both preliminary and final, as the preliminary site plan was part of a revised Village C that was reviewed by the Planning Commission on March 26th of 2015. That preliminary site plan created the three phases within Village C, and this Village C Phase 1B is consistent with the revised Village C site plan. This site plan is proposing 59 dwelling units, private roads, and open space within Americana Bayside. The plan includes 27 single-family residences and 32 duplexes. There are proposed sidewalks along both sides of the road. There are no amenities proposed with Phase 1B. There are amenities proposed within Village C that includes this phase. The property is zoned MR and is also an RPC. The tax map is District 533, Map 19, Parcel 301, and staff is in receipt of all agency approvals. Thank you.
Ms. Cornwell, what was your comment about the preliminary and final?
You could approve it as a final, as the preliminary was part of the revised overall Village C that was reviewed by the Planning Commission in March of this year.
It's a final. Okay. Well, seeing that there's a representative of the applicant here, I'm sure everything's in order.
I would say so.
I think you want to hear from Mr. Marsh?
Not really.
No. 2 weeks ago, we had another representative here.
But if he weren't here, we'd be wondering where he is.
That's true. Mr. Chairman.
At least you showed up here if you had any questions.
That's right. True. We appreciate that very much, but I don't think anybody has any.
Motion for Americana Bayside Village C Phase 1B is for approval as both a preliminary and a final.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve as a preliminary and a final the Americana Bayside Village C Phase 1B site plan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Delmarva Roofing and Coating Incorporated final site plan. This is conditional use number 2004.
This is a final site plan for the establishment of a contractor's shop and offices. The Planning Commission recommended approval of the conditional use at their meeting on January 22nd, 2015, and County Council granted approval on March 10th of 2015. The proposed contractor shop and offices propose to use the existing buildings located on the site. The plan indicates that 31 parking spaces will be provided on site. The site plan complies with the conditions of the conditional use. The property is located off Mennonite School Road. The property is zoned AR1. The tax map is District 430, Map 5, Parcel 56, and staff is in receipt of all agency approvals. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, concerning Delmarva Roofing and Coating, Inc., my motion is for approval for a final site plan of CU 2004.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve Delmarva Roofing and Coating Incorporated final site plan as a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Eastern Shore Natural Gas preliminary site plan for conditional use number 889.
This is a preliminary site plan to allow for the construction of a new compressor building and a new control building. All of these items will occur within the original 7.99 acre portion of the parcel. The original conditional use, CU 889, was granted in 1988 to allow for the establishment of a fenced-in area containing a compressor building and a control building on a 7.99 acre portion of the 28.92 acre parcel. In 1992, the Planning Commission allowed for an expansion of the conditional use to construct the equipment and buildings that are currently on the site. The Planning Commission approved an additional request to allow for the proposed expansion of the conditional use at their meeting of August 13th of this year. The property is zoned AR1. The tax parcel is District 131, Map 10, Parcel 99. The property is located off Black Cherry Drive, and staff is awaiting approvals from the other agencies. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, regarding this request by Eastern Shore Natural Gas, my motion is for approval as a preliminary site plan.
Do you want final to be by the staff subject to receipt?
As stated, yes. Thank you.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve Eastern Shore Natural Gas site plan as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all permits. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Lewis Body Works, expansion of conditional use, CU 1158 and revised site plan.
Thank you. This is a request to expand the existing conditional use and to review the site plan for the proposed expansion. The conditional use is for an auto body shop. The Planning Commission recommended approval at their meeting on June 13, 1996, and County Council approved the conditional use at their meeting of July 9, 1996. The body shop occupies the two existing buildings on the site. The proposed expansion is for a 2,400 square foot addition to the rear of the existing 6,000 square foot building located on the northeast side of the site. The existing square footage of the buildings is 8,400 square feet. The proposed total square footage would be 10,800 square feet. The property is located off of New Road. The property is zoned AR1. The tax map number is District 335, Map 8, Parcel 21. Staff is in receipt of approvals from the State Fire Marshal's Office and the Sussex Conservation District, and staff is awaiting DLDOT approval. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Just for point of reference, now and in the future, because this is an expansion of the building, it's not something that requires an additional public hearing.
Well, I guess that would be the first question, is whether it's just a sort of an expansion of what was previously approved as a conditional use.
The use was approved, and the commission on occasion has granted expansion of the same use, the same property, the same use. It's just an expansion for additional bay.
In other words, if it falls under the same sort
same
of umbrella of the
use,
original conditional use.
Just a bigger building.
So there might be other projects that we could do the same thing, but that's an expansion of a business, and that's okay. We don't have to.
Well, I think like the last one,
just do a public hearing.
The Eastern Shore Gas that came in
same thing,
two months ago, asking whether that was under the same conditional use or if it required a public hearing, and the commission said no, it's the same use. Therefore,
exactly the second time on that one. Yeah, the second time when that happened.
So should we, as part of our motion, should we be indicating that tonight, that this is an expansion of that?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. It's not required.
That's the way it was being presented to you.
That's part of the question, yeah. That, yes, that would have to be part of your motion, that we determine that it's an, it is in fact a, just an expansion of the existing.
Because I, you know, again, I'm concerned about precedent setting, you know, if we do one for one thing.
Well, you gotta look at each one.
Attorneys are, like to listen to us and use our words of wisdom.
Well, and you have to look at each one separate. This wouldn't set a precedent for something that's completely different, you know, if it was a conditional use, and if it was one where you felt like it impacted the neighbors because it was beyond what was presented at the public hearing originally, there's no reason in the world why you couldn't just say, we wanted to have a public hearing.
Right.
It's really totally discretionary.
Actually, I think this would expand it once before also.
And so is it on here, this, is it a revised preliminary site plan or revised final?
It's both.
It could be both. We are still awaiting DLDOT approval, so we do not have that one as of yet.
So it could be revised preliminary subject to.
To staff final.
Final subject.
Mr. Chairman, considering Lewis Body Works expansion of conditional use CU 1158 and a revised site plan, my motion is for approval pending staff receiving all agency approvals.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the expansion of the conditional use application 1158 and to approve the revised site plan as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other permits. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Next item is lands of Jones and Whaley Properties LLC, minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision for the creation of four new lots and a residual which would have access off an existing easement. The four new lots meet the requirements for lot frontage and lot size. The residual will be 22.73 acres, and that will have 53 feet of frontage along Laurel Road, and the rest of the frontage will be along the existing easement that runs along the entire west side of the property line. The property is zoned AR. The tax map is District 232, Map 19, Parcel 30, and staff is awaiting DLDOT approval.
And I just, for my own benefit, is it because of strip lots? Just wondering why it's on other business. I'm just.
The residual is, it will have access off of the easement and does not have the 150 feet of road frontage.
Gotcha.
It's got 50 feet and the rest of it will be off of the easement on the west property line.
There's a 50-foot easement on one side.
Gotcha.
There's a 53-foot frontage for agriculture use only on the far side, and they're creating a three lots in them.
Yeah, okay.
So you don't feel bad? I asked you now the same question before the meeting.
I figured you probably did. I just didn't know what the answer was.
I was Confucius says as well.
Sorry about that.
No, that's fine.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the request of the lands of Jones and Whaley Property LLC, pending the staff getting the approval from DLDOT.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the lands of Jones and Whaley Properties LLC, minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement, pending a receipt of approval from DLDOT. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is the lands of Maurice and Pamela Hayes, minor subdivision with 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision for one new lot with the creation of a 50-foot easement. The minor subdivision will create one new lot, approximately 1 acre. The residual will be 3.2 acres. Both the new parcel and the residual will have frontage off of the proposed easement. The easement will utilize the existing driveway. There is an active conditional use for the business located on the residual property. The proposed subdivision does not appear to affect the conditional use. The property is located off Martin's Farm Road. The property is zoned AR1. The tax map number is District 334, Map 9, Parcel 1.04, and staff is awaiting approval from DLDOT.
It's a 1 acre lot all the way to the rear.
Yeah.
And I believe it was for a family member.
Yes. It was not part of the conditional use. Mr. Chairman, my motion is for approval for the request of Maurice and Pamela Hayes to, for the minor subdivision with a 50-foot easement.
Second. Moving seconded to approve minor subdivision with 50-foot easement on the lands of Maurice and Pamela Hayes. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is lands of Betty and Betty E. Kelly Estate.
This is a minor subdivision for one lot with the creation of a 50-foot easement. The new lot will be 7.6 acres. The residual will be 11.9 acres. The residual parcel will have access off the proposed 50-foot easement. The new easement will utilize the existing entrance. The property is located off Camp Barnes Road. The property is zoned AR1. The tax map is District 134, Map 19, sorry, Parcel 112. Staff is awaiting approval from the Sussex Conservation District, and we have Delta approval.
Thank you. Gentlemen, my questions about this request were answered favorably by Mr. Lank prior to. So, Mr. Chairman, my motion is for approval of this request by Betty E. Kelly Estate for a minor subdivision of a creation of a lot of 50-foot easement.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve a minor subdivision with a 50-foot easement on lands of Betty E. Kelly Estate. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Next item is lands of Jeffrey and Patricia Peck. Consideration of a minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement.
This application is for the consideration as a minor subdivision off an existing 50-foot easement. The proposed subdivision exceeds the number of permitted minor subdivisions and requires a major subdivision. The Planning Commission may consider the minor subdivision or require the application be submitted for a major subdivision. The property is located off of Abbott's Pond Road. The numbers included are District 130, Map 6, Parcel 14.03 and 14.07. Staff is in receipt of an approval letter from DLDOT.
So we, I'm familiar with this site, but we, these three lots were a minor subdivision. The three on Abbott's Road.
Correct. It was four. It's the one with the house as well.
It is what it is.
Okay, so they're exceeding.
Yeah, we've done that too many.
Yeah, it needs to go to a public hearing.
Unfortunately.
They wanted to ask, so we brought it forward.
It's just over their right to ask. If we make that precedent now, there will be a
long line.
Parade.
Yeah.
Okay, so we don't need a parade.
And it runs counter to the code.
And it is counter to the code, and it isn't consistent
so
with
you're
our
for
previous
it?
Behaviors.
Is that what you're saying?
But other than that, Mr. Burton, it's fine.
Mr. Chairman, considering the request of lands of Jeffrey and Patricia Peck, my motion is for denial.
And that should be referred back for major?
It should be. Should come back in as a major subdivision.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to consider the request for a minor subdivision to be a major subdivision, requiring a public hearing for the lands of Jeffrey and Patricia Peck. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is the Vineyards at Nassau Valley phasing plan.
This is for the review of the creation of three new phases, phases C, D, and E, for the Vineyards at Nassau Valley development. Two of the three proposed phases C and D will each contain one three-story building. Phase E includes the clubhouse is 14.197 acres. These are parts of the phase one that were reviewed by the Planning Commission on July 14th, 2014.
Where's on just on the map we have? Where's phase E?
It's back here.
Oh, okay. It's where the road
phase leads. Phase E is all the way in the back, and I can pass down a larger site plan.
It's a larger one, but it's a club athlete.
But it's a.
Where are we?
second page actually shows the residual of Phase E.
We had to be clear that these are phases and not parcels.
Right.
Intended that they be phases. They're separate things.
So Phase A and B is already been built, correct?
Correct.
That's it.
A and B are both built.
Correct.
These buildings will not be as tall as those.
These are proposed to be three-story buildings.
What height?
I do not have the proposed height.
They'd have to be, lower than the ones that are already built. Is that correct?
I don't want to give an opinion on that right now, only because.
We have to see the plans for it.
So we're just approving the phases.
Yeah.
Correct. To allow for the three new phases.
All right. So these are just phases C, D, and E of Phase One.
Correct.
Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, my motion is for approval of the phasing plan of phases C, D, and E, or subphases C, D, and E of Phase One of the vineyards at Nassau Valley.
Second. Been moved and seconded to approve the phasing plan for the vineyards at Nassau Valley as presented. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carrie, our next item is the Arbor at Cottagedale request for extension.
This is a request for a one-year extension for the conditional use for six apartment buildings for a total of 168 dwelling units. The Planning Commission recommended approval of the conditional use at their meeting of November 12, 2009. The Sussex County Council granted approval of the conditional use at their meeting of February 23, 2010. The final site plan was approved by Planning Commission on August 13, 2015. The conditional use was granted an extension as part of the County Council's time extension ordinance. The plan will expire on January 1, 2016, unless the site is under substantial construction. Thank you.
Thank you.
I think we all are familiar with this one at this point. just a couple things to point out. There's been, as I believe everybody has, there's letters from Mr. Key at Solutions outlining the work that's been done. It is a brownfield site. It looks like work has been ongoing, not only, and I think Mr. Key even elaborated on this at a prior meeting, from prior owners through the current owner. So there's not been a real lapse of work dealing with permitting and work on the site and everything else. So the commission may want to act favorably for that reason. And that's the kind of reason that the commission has given extensions to historically over the past 11 or 12 years I've even been here, whether it's litigation or brownfields. So it may be something you want to act favorably on. But I point that out because we're already starting to get inquiries about other extensions, and I think it sort of maybe in contrast to this one, commissions take a hard look on whether they're going to grant extensions if there's not circumstances like this, such as brownfields or litigation. That's sort of point one. The second point is that there was another brownfields project that came in with an extension, similar circumstances, and I think there was a motion made by Mr. Ross, or at least there was discussion about how to handle that, and I would just suggest that for consistency's sake, this be acted the same or considered the same way. And I don't want to put words in Mr. Ross's mouth, but I think the idea was rather than give a long-term blanket extension, suspend it for a shorter period of time so that the applicant can keep working and the commission can then, at that point, if it's still underway, review it again and sort of keep an eye on things so it doesn't just sit for 2 years or a year and a half or 3 or whatever. So did I capture that right, Mr. Ross?
You did, and actually I was speaking on Mr. Smith's behalf.
Oh, okay.
He was absent, and it was really Rodney's original suggestion that a suspension is something we had used previously as a commission, but it doesn't add time, which is the important thing. It just suspends the time frame. They still would end up with roughly 4 months or something to do substantial construction once the suspension ended, or in 6 months, as they approach 6 months, if they see they need an additional 6-month suspension, they can come back to the commission and we can see what work's been done
and consider adding to that suspension a period of time.
And actually, the way, because Janelle and I had to work on just sort of wording that and what to explain to the other applicant, and it would work the same way here, is it would be suspended from today for 6 months, so that would take you to, say, mid-February or March at that point, and then you'd still have the 4 months.
The clock would start to run.
Yeah, and in that case...
That got them to July 1st.
July 1st, yeah, so it would be about the same, July 15th, maybe August 1st on this
There's
one.
No blanket additional time for substantial construction, which is... to me important, because that seems to be a bit arbitrary and unfair to other people that have to conform to those restraints.
Well, with this remedial work that's being done or has to be done, can that or should that be considered substantially underway so we're not in code?
Yeah, it just depends on what the remedial work, probably not, but if you get into stormwater management and cutting in the roads and things like that, that could. So actually, this particular applicant has a couple options available. It's possible that by the end of December, they may come in and say, and we'd send an inspector out and say, we've done X, Y, and Z, and we believe substantial construction's occurred. In that case, they're good to go, and you know, they can just continue onwards. They don't have to really worry about things expiring. So they've got some flexibility in this case with different options.
They also have to acknowledge that this approval is for multifamily use of the property, and that's the use of the property has become the issue as well. And it's not the same as the subdivision. So you have to look at the use of the property.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they can't really start a building until they mitigate the site.
Right.
Because of the impact that could take place from the mitigation on that on those buildings if they were constructed.
Yeah. But they could still get substantial
same work,
construction,
same way.
Yeah, because that's defined as the site work kind of thing. So, yeah.
I think the suspension's the way to do it. I also think that Mr. Key, through his meticulous description of what's been done, has sort of set the standard for what we should expect. I think it should be a high standard any time that we're being asked to add time or to grant a suspension. I think there has to be solid proof that that this hasn't been, you know, by negligence on the part of the applicant. And I think Mr. Key's letters demonstrate that very, very clearly. Also, just to remind you, this is an affordable housing project. We need it. We need to move it forward. So I would be in favor of a suspension of an adequate amount of time, or we'd 6 months, a year, or whatever, to let them get moving, get their remedial work done. And let's go build some units.
And there's 4 months left in this year before it runs out, and hopefully good construction work and weather, at least in September, October, November, to where, as you pointed out, there could be some substantial progress made on being under what's typically referred to as substantially underway. If we do a suspension, we're not putting ourselves locked in for an entire year.
I think it's a very smart way to do it.
Not setting up something where another applicant could come in and say, well, you know, I'm not really, but I'm almost, and can you extend it? I think this is a unique application, as you said, affordable housing. Brownfield, it's kind of a cocktail here.
There are a lot of things going on here that need to be allowed to happen, so we just need to accommodate it, in my view.
So are we asking for a suspension, or are we doing an extension?
Well, I can read what we did on the other one. Mr. Link handed it to me. It says it was a motion by Mr. Ross, seconded by Mr. Burton, to suspend the extension for 6 months. Which is when I say suspend the extension, that's the current extension we're under through December 31st. Suspend that for 6 months beginning on August 27th, 2015. So it would be as of today.
So moved.
Second.
All right, then. It's been moved and seconded to approve a suspension of 6 months from today, August 27th,
for the timing for arbors at Cottage Dale. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right, then. That completes our agenda for the evening, referring back to our public hearings. Our first public hearing was conditional use number 2025, Rudy South, care of TNC Properties LLC.
And Mr. Chairman, I'm prepared to make a motion.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, concerning conditional use number 2025 for Rudy Smith, my motion is for a deferral to give the commission time for further consideration.
Second. It's been moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2025, Rudy Smith, care of TNC Properties LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item was conditional use number 2026, Christian Omar Hernandez Perez and Terry L. Martin.
And Mr. Chairman, again, this is in my area, and I have given this some careful consideration and spent considerable time preparing a motion. Mr. Chairman, concerning conditional use number 2026, my motion is for a deferral to give the commission time for further consideration.
Second that motion.
Spent a long time preparing that motion.
I did.
Okay. All right, then. It's been moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2026, Christian Omar Hernandez Perez and Terry L. Martin. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is conditional use number 2027, SLC Homestead LLC.
Mr. Chairman, my motion for conditional use number 2027 is for deferral at this time for further consideration by the commission.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2027, SLC Homestead LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is change of zone number 1782, Robert Atalayan.
And Mr. Chairman, I know how important consistency is to this commission, and therefore concerning change of zone number 1782, my motion is for deferral for give the commission time for further consideration.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 1782, Robert Atalayan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right, that completes our agenda for the evening. Mr. Lank, Ms. Cornwell, anyone have anything for the good of the order?
I do not.
We have a Labor Day holiday coming up. Just be safe and enjoy it.
I have a question, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
About our first meeting in September.
Okay.
What date is that?
The 10th.
September 10th.
The 10th. And I will be out of state on business on that day.
Okay.
So if there's matters that would include, that would involve my input, I'd appreciate that not be on that agenda.
Not be on the agenda. Okay. Yeah. And Mike, if you could, Ms. Cornwell, make a note of that, please.
Well, the public hearings are already scheduled. We can't do much about that.
No, I think he's talking about other business.
So the ones that you deferred tonight would be, well, that's only 2 weeks, so we're okay. We might still have a meeting before it goes to council to get a recommendation in.
Yeah.
Okay.
I will be absent from that September 10 meeting as well.
Two up.
Oh boy.
Well then.
Yeah.
Tell anybody?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I hope the beer. I don't collect my life before. How about you, IG? You gonna be around?
I'll be here.
Yeah.
Got a team?
Yeah.
I'm around. Anything else to go to the order? Okay, there being none, we stand adjourned. Peace and harmony prevail.